talking with Taylor Goldsmith from Dawes after playing 80-35. First of all, just kind of your impressions of Iowa. You've been here a few times, mostly through Day Trotter.
Yeah.
I think this is your first time in Des Moines. What's been your experience in Iowa?
It's been great. I mean, the Barnstormer shows were incredible. They were nothing like we've ever done before because it was so people were so happy to be a part of something like that. Like, I feel like the environment often dictates how much or the way in which you enjoy a show. And playing in barns and then playing in festivals is a really awesome thing for us, just because it's such a unique environment. People tend to get into something new like that. And then, yeah, this being our first time in Des Moines, I think they put us, I don't know, I think we were put early because we have to go to this other show, so we just figured we'd be playing to, like, you know, 5 or 10 people. So for as many people to watch our set as they did really meant a lot. So this was Des Moines, definitely left a great first impression.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Where are you at in the process of your second album?
We are there with the songs. We've got a little more arranging to do, but we're going to record it, I think, August, September. And then put it out early 2011, I think, hopefully.
How will the recording differ from your first album? I know you did that pretty live and just kind of did a take, and if you thought it was great,
yeah,
there it is. Are you going to do the same thing? Or?
Yeah, it'll be similar. It'll all be to analog, like no computers, but we will probably kick it up a notch and make it a little bit more akin to our live show. Because back then we weren't a touring band, and now we are, so we want to definitely get that across a little bit.
I was going to say, your songs from your first album, you know, they're so different live.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with what you put on the album, knowing that, you know, maybe the songs are better now?
I love how, I mean, I don't know how you know, listeners feel, but I personally love how, with the record, the focus is the songs, and with the live show, the focus is the performance and the energy, and I like there being a difference. I hope other people see it that way. I mean, there have definitely been times where people have been like, oh, I saw the live show, then I got the record, I wanted to hear the live show, but we don't want to, like, you know, go all out on our recordings. I feel like with all the great acts, the great acts that are known for their live experience, always save something for the live show that you can never get on their records.
You seem pretty comfortable wearing your influences on your sleeve, right?
I hope so. I mean, as long as, yeah, totally. I'm very proud of the stuff I listen to, and if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't want to play music. So definitely, I hope that, you know, nobody is thinking it's you know, too derivative or anything like that, but I guess what music isn't.
What do you think, what artists influence you, I guess, in your opinion? Like, I listen to your songs, and I think the band, Springsteen,
yeah.
You know.
Well, in terms, yeah, I mean, it's funny, like, my heroes are, I mean, definitely those guys because they're the best, but I've always been in love with, like, Will Oldham and Bill Callahan and Cass McCombs and Vic Chestnut, like, these underground guys that are a little bit, like, you know, off kilter or whatever. And it's funny, like, no matter how hard I try to be that guy, it ends up coming out a little bit more straight down the middle, a little bit more, like, you know, you know, Bruce and that sort of thing, which I'm very happy about. But yeah, it's funny because that's not necessarily what I'm always listening to. Like, I really get off on guys' voices like Bill Callahan and stuff like that.